What about Mason Cox? Now, he's seeking permission. This was reported by AFL.com.au. It's a great story, to wear protection sunglasses. They're probably more goggles, to be honest. If you watch the Marvel sort of stuff, he's like the character Cyclops minus the laser coming out of the eyeballs. He's been trialling the eyewear over the preseason, and he's going to see if he can wear them in matches this season. So we know that he's had a tough run with eye injuries that have threatened his career, threatened his livelihood, to be honest. He's had six different operations, three on his left eye, two on his right. He's had cataract surgery as well. And he wants to wear these sunglasses, goggles, to look after his peepers, Kane. Which, have you seen them, by the way?
I have seen them. He's going to be the butt of a few jokes. So they're not there to help his vision, are they? They're there as a protective mechanism.
I think both, because I think he's long sighted in one eye, or it might be short sighted. I'm not sure. He has got ongoing issues with one of the eyes in particular, and we know the issues after one. He was legally blind for a short period in 2019. I mean, he had to spend weeks in a darkened room, and he couldn't move, he couldn't watch TV, he couldn't use his phone. So he's long-sighted in his left eye. So they're, I think, prescription, and they're also protective. They're like what you wear almost, with the wraparound style. Has he got the old the wetsuit wrap at the back?
No, I don't think he's got the wetsuit wrap at the back. We've seen, and send us a temper text, 0433-98-11-16, your favourite protective garment that's been worn in sport. We see in the NBA, you get those big masks that almost cover the whole of your face for those NBA players that have had facial injuries, and they're quite common now, aren't they? I can't remember. No, well,
there's plenty of people
that have played with. Where Jeff Blethyn played with glasses, I reckon.
There's plenty that have worn the protective goggles in the world of sport. I mean, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is probably the most famous, isn't he? NBA legend. Anthony Davis wore them more recently in that sport. Horace Grant, another one in the NBA.
Lot in basketball. We don't often see AFL players running around with what they look like sunglasses, really. It's going to take a long preseason for him to feel comfortable with it. What are they like under lights? I'm sure it's been tested. I don't think the AFL will have an issue with it. I'm sure that it will be approved, but I just don't know how he's going to go about playing a pretty tough sport with some glasses on.
I think it's been done, actually. Chris Stone, I saw a photo, someone tweeted, St Kilda's Chris Stone, who played in the late 70s and early 80s, he took the field with goggles on. In fact, it was said they were modified squash goggles that he was playing with. They've become a bit more refined since then. But 0433-98-11-16, who else wore the protective specs? Edgar Davids in world football for Juventus and the Netherlands. He of the big dreadlocked ponytail. He wore some goggles. Edward Moses, American track and field athlete, was another one. And we know Martina Navratilova wore them when she was playing, but they were obviously strictly for sight.
Just a big man wearing sunglasses. They're not sunglasses, obviously, but it's a different look. Good luck to him. I hope it helps. Once again, a pretty big year for Mason Cox. Maybe his last crack at it.
Alan's in Bentley. Welcome, Al.
I'm surprised Kano doesn't remember this guy, seeing as his old man played in the SANFL, but there was a guy called Stephen Boehm that played for Central Districts around the time Peter Vivian and Dean Mobbs and Johnny Duckworth were playing for the Central District Bulldogs. Played with glasses his whole career.
Not familiar with that one. What? So through the 70s, was it?
I was around the Johnny Platton era. But yeah, he was a nuggety half-back type. But he definitely played with glasses his whole career.
Did he go all right, Alan?
Sorry?
Did he go all right?
Yeah, no, he had a shocking kick on him, but he was hard as nails.
Good on you, Alan. Appreciate the call. Another text here. Tony Southcombe played 14 games for the Blues in the 70s. He wore glasses, according to one texter. So keep the nominations coming through.
I mean, we're going back 50 years.
We're going back to modified squash glasses in the 70s and 80s. Clearly, if you've seen Mason Cox's eyewear, it's very, very refined and streamlined, really sort of blackened out, tinted style. He looks lean and mean with those
good,
bad
though,
boys.
He's good, though, isn't he, Mason Cox? Like, he tweeted about it. He loves
it.
Up for the nickname.
I love
it. He's self-deprecating, so he's done it in the right way. And there's clearly a reason behind it. He thinks his performance is going to be improved, and he's improved. So I got no issue with it.
Been through hell and back with his eyes. So surely he'll get approval for it. I haven't asked you. Would you have an issue if it got approved?
Nah, not an issue at all. You've got these ruckmen that honestly wear almost like a cricket pad under their sock for a shin guard. They are so hard, and they just run and drive their knee up with a shin guard on. The least of the opposition worries is a pair of goggles.
That's the old forearm guard over the years. I know that's been scaled back, but Lloydie just about knocking blokes' heads off with his forearm guard back in the day.